Unit 4. A Garden of Poems. Listening.
Hello. Could you help me, please? I want to read some poems.
Have you read any poetry before?
Yes. We read some at school, but I didn't like it very much. I want to find something nice.
There are different ways to choose a poem. If you have a favorite writer, you can choose a book with his or her poems. But if you don't know any names, you'd better start with books that are collections of poems. In such books, you usually find poems by different writers. You see, here's a book called A Garden of Poems, or this one, 1001 Songs and Poems in English.
Should I read all those poems?
No, don't worry. What most people do is to go through them until you see a poem that you like. Maybe you like the title, or the topic, or you might like the first or last lines of the poem.
I see. What else have you got?
Some books bring together the work of writers from a certain period of time. You see, English poems of the early 17th century, or poetry between the world wars. Other books have poems about a certain topic. The topic can be human feelings, such as humor or love. There is also poetry about nature. You can look for poems about flowers, trees, and plants, or about the sea or the countryside. So, what would you like to read?
I don't know, Shakespeare maybe?
I think Shakespeare is a little bit difficult for you. It'll be easier if you choose something modern. What kind of topic would you like?
I like reading about nature.
Have a look at this book. It's called The Earth is Painted Green. If you have any more questions, you can come and ask me.
Yes, I'll do that. Thank you very much for your help.
Workbook. Unit 4. Listening. People invented poetry as a help to remember things. Before the invention of writing, there was no other way but to remember important things. People early discovered that rhyme and rhythm were very helpful when they were trying to remember things, so they made poems to help them remember all the things they needed to know and pass on from generation to generation. For example, to remember their history, they recited great stories about their ancestors and the wars that were fought. But people also needed to remember practical things, such as where to find good caves to sleep, where to find water that could be drunk, or when to plant crops. We no longer need poetry to remember things, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't or couldn't use it to help us remember and learn things better. In fact, there are a number of quite famous short poems that can help us with things that are difficult to remember. We can learn and remember important dates in history using rhyme. The most famous of these is, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, to remember that it was in 1492 that Columbus discovered the Americas. There are also short rhymes to remember how many days each month has. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. Fine. February 28th, except 129. We can even learn how to spell English words from a short poem. The word receive sounds like believe, but the spelling is not the same. Listen to the following short poem. It is very useful to help students learn and remember how to spell some difficult words in English, and it always works. I before E, except after C, or when sounding like an A, as in neighbor and way.